Set some comedians down in a room and tell them to be funny. Now, don't tell jokes, just be funny. This is the daunting challenge improv actors face each night, stepping to the edge of a cliff and jumping off and hoping the audience follows them. When it works, you get Mike Nichols and Elaine May. You get the legendary Second City. The movie Don't Think Twice is about six 30-something New Yorkers banded together in an obscure improv crew called The Commune, trying to make it in the hardest of all genres, betting their futures on pratfalls. It's the latest from producer Mike Birbiglia, who has already profiled the world of stand-up comedy in his movie Sleepwalk With Me. Here are film stars Jillian Jacobs and Keegan-Michael Kay from Key & Peele riffing on the surreality of apartment hunting in New York.
So as you can see, we have there's two bedrooms.
Lovely.
Here is the kitchen.
Is that a toilet?
Yes, that is. The toilet is in the kitchen.
And yes. Who are they?
They are orphans. They are orphans.
did you say orphans?
Yes, the apartment comes with orphans.
Oh.
Yes.
They feel and act like a family, but they all won't make it into the big time, and that tests them all. The setting is familiar. Instead of Saturday Night Live being the Emerald City for these laughing adventurers in comedy, the show is called Weekend Live. But Tammy Sager, who writes on Girls and Inside Amy Schumer and co-stars in the film, says this film conveys a lot more warmth than Saturday Night Live.
I think Mike was inspired by what he saw around at UCB. It's definitely happened at the Groundlings. It's definitely happened at I.O., Improv Olympic, and it's definitely happened as I've seen and experienced it myself at Second City.
So this is really a renaissance for this kind of improv. I saw a documentary about Chris Farley, the late Chris Farley, which really described just how much there was this mentoring and a real sense of family that took place at Second City in that, you know, two generations ago class of Saturday Night Live.
Absolutely.
It seems it's much more a calmer, hipstery, more kind of family at this point.
It is. It's also much larger because there's so much more improv around now.
There's something about millennials that they think that they can do this for the rest of their lives.
Good for them.
So how did you produce a script here? Was this really very script-driven, or did you rely on a lot of the improv to make it work?
No, Mike wrote like 13 drafts of it. So it was very, very, it was completely scripted.
And the characters were the characters, and that was the way it was going to be.
Yeah, I was lucky enough because I know Mike, we are in an improv group together for the past few years. We perform at UCB in New York. And so he had me and Chris Gethard, who's another member of the Commune in the movie, come to, I think we were basically at almost all of the readings that he would do at his house. He would invite people over, and Mike Birbiglia attracts a lot of amazing people. So he would also have people that he called friends that I call amazing and famous, like Nicole Hall of Center and Frank Oz and Ira Glass, of course. Mm-hmm. And they would come and give notes, and then we'd have pizza afterwards. And so I got to see the script in lots of incarnations. And so the characters didn't start that way. But by the time that we were filming, they were very drawn out.
In this movie, this is comedy that you root for, that is very emotional, but it's not like, you know, ha 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 ha. It's not like laugh riot comedy. You're really, you know when a skit works and not.
Absolutely. It is, I think, also how they shoot the improv is very much that I feel like the audience is part of us. And so, yeah, you're right. It's not the feeling of like, oh my gosh, look at what they're doing. It's like, look at the fun we're having.
So are you a movie star now?
Oh, it's completely.
Completely. Wow.
Yeah.
Do you think the chemistry and the qualities of this show relate to some of Ira Glass's work that's very familiar to our audience, of course?
I really do. It's so fun to see Mike and Ira interact because they're really like a married couple, because Ira would be at those table reads and did not want to produce a movie again. I think, you know, it's not fun necessarily, or it's not what his idea of fun is. And he would come to these table reads and really give Mike a hard time afterwards and be like, this isn't a movie. that's not, I don't think this is going to work. Like, basically act like a hot girl who doesn't want to be involved.
In a very Philip Roth sort of depressing yes. kind of way.
Philip Roth, hot girl.
Yeah, Philip Roth, hot girl who says no a lot.
Yes. Right. And then Mike just sort of would keep revising and using these notes, and then Ira was sucked in.
And was there any concern that Keegan-Michael Key, was there any concern that he would ham it up, that he would try to steal the scenes, that he, coming from such a sketch comedy world?
Definitely not for me. I've known Keegan actually 15 years.
Really?
Yeah, from back when he was at Detroit and I was in Chicago at Second City. And I've known him from improvising back in Chicago, and then at Mad TV we were there together. And Keegan's background is actually drama. Mm. Like, he went to graduate school and he thought he was going to do Chekhov and Shakespeare. And God willing, he still will. And what I think makes him so brilliant as a sketch performer is that he is first and foremost an actor.
Mm. And he's got to be the most courageous. I mean, to do that bit with the president,
I know.
Because, I mean, that ball drops once. Yeah. And you're just done. The Secret Service will come and take you away.
Right. No, he is fearless. He's absolutely fearless as a performer. Absolutely. Full of fear as a person. But
really? Well, all you.
All of us. We are a pretty miserable bunch.
Right. So will this become like my big fat Greek comedy sketch blockbuster monster movie?
That would be great for, I'm sure, people who will make money that aren't me. But I hope it becomes like The Big Chill, where it's, you know, a movie that people come back to and discover and just feel like a group of friends that reflects back their lives.
Well, it's better than The Big Chill. Oh. I think you've already got that one.
That's really kind.
All right. Tammy Sager, thanks so much.
Thank you so much. What a pleasure.
Tammy Sager co-stars in the new movie Don't Think Twice, which opens today. She also writes on Girls and Inside Amy Schumer.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.